T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Wait, what time is it?
Yo, what time is it? Showtime!
Nice.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Good to be back. Hello.
Welcome back, Court.
How's everyone doing?
Good. So good. You look refreshed, rejuvenated, like you're excited to be here.
I'm very excited-ish.
Haven't seen that in a while.
Right? I was a little burnt out. I needed a couple days, and I did my days right, too. I did not waste a moment. A lot of golf, a lot of parties, a lot of get-togethers.
That's great.
Some divey bars thrown in here and there.
Wow. Nice.
With some good cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it's nice, and you just stayed in town, too.
Yeah, I just hung out. It was a lot of fun. What about you guys? You did something exciting yesterday. Did you talk about it on the air beforehand at all?
No,
because we didn't know with the weather if it was definitely going to happen or not.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we should. When do you think that video is going to be up?
I would think probably later today or tomorrow, but I'm still impressed at the majestic feats of one Tim Condon.
Okay, so yesterday they did Trapeze STL.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an opportunity for media people to go out there and learn and then try their hand at it, which the general public can do as well.
So it's out. You're out in Chesterfield, not far from Chesterfield Mall, and they just set up this whole big...
It's by the Doubletree?
Trapeze rig. Yeah, it's kind of behind the Doubletree. And it's this huge trapeze rig, so the net and the bars and the whole thing, and it's cool.
I watched your Instagram story. And
at Tim Convy on Instagram, TimConvy, that one, yeah.
You're very big on the Instagram story. And sometimes I don't even want to really look at your Instagram story, but if I click on you to go to see what you've been doing over the weekend,
yeah,
it automatically pulls it up.
Got it.
And I know you can see that.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah.
You don't have to make excuses for wanting to watch thousands of other people don't.
I was pretty impressed. I mean, by what you did. And we originally set this up as a Can Kevin, bottom line. But I knew you wanted to try it, too.
Yeah.
And we knew we'd have to have some kind of video footage. Listen, I wouldn't be able to do it. I saw what Tim did, and I was... Just swinging on the bar, I don't think I could do.
Oh,
I didn't think I could do any of it. Even when we were on the ground trying, I was like, there's no way this is going to happen. And they're like, first you're going to do this, then you're going to do this. And I'm like, God, not a chance. But then you do it. They tell you what to do. They tell you exactly what to do, when, where, whatever, when you're swinging. And it just kind of happens. And I had so much fun. So basically, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It was pretty great. And my body hurts from head to toe today.
Don't you think kids would?
I think kids would love it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And I mean, they train you enough to when you finally do go up high, and the people that are training you are incredible.
Right. And there's a net, and you have a harness thing going on. Like, you're not going to get hurt. Like, you just get up there and you try stuff. And man, it was really, really fun. I 100% will go back once my body recovers.
Right. I imagine you're so sore today. I can't wait to watch the video. We'll let you know when that's up online for you to watch. Today on the show, I'm not sure about Jen. I know she was very aggravated. I texted her a lot over the weekend because she was just waiting to get sprung from the hospital.
Yeah.
And that was very frustrating to her. But she finally got out on Sunday.
And went in. She went in Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
No,
Monday
she went in
night.
Monday night. She had surgery on Tuesday.
Wow.
But apparently she walked around with this thing for a long time, like way longer than most people would.
Yeah. You're out on vacation. Kevin and I are swinging on trapezes and she's
I know, right? So I don't know if she'll be back today, tomorrow. I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to her, but we want to give her plenty of time to recuperate for sure. But on the show, it's Tuesday. That means Lance will join us at 7:25 for a Craigslist Missed Connections.
Lady. Gents too.
Yeah, of course. Don't leave the gents out, man.
Never.
Gents too.
Also today we've got Cardinals tickets for the Pirates on June 1st. I think that's their kickoff summer weekend, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of different promotions going on, and hopefully Tim McCarver won't be there. He drove me crazy this weekend watching any game. Well, now when Nick does a great impression of him. How can he have that thick of a Southern accent this many years later that he hasn't lived there?
No, it's like we talked about. You're supposed to just keep the accent you have when you learn the language and not pick one up. So I respect it.
It feels like he puts it on a little bit.
Who do you like in the booth? Who do you like, if not McCarver, who do you like with Danny Mac?
What if I don't like anyone?
Really?
No.
You just want Danny Mac all the time?
No. I think Edmonds is the smartest.
Yeah.
I think he's got the best insight.
Okay.
His voice isn't my favorite.
Okay.
I think old Ricky Horton does a fine job.
Yeah, he does a good job.
He's a little too positive for me, though.
Okay. I think Rick Ankiel has come a long way, and he does a pretty good job.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard him that much.
Yeah, he does okay. And then Brad Thompson's new. He's been in the booth a few times.
He's a little pukey.
Brad Thompson? Well, because he does radio. So when he first started, he kind of thought he was on the radio, but he's transitioned and got, he's so funny. I think he does a great job.
All right.
The Cardinals must lead the major leagues in announcers. I mean,
no.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Danny Mac's been there forever.
No. I mean, number of announcers.
Oh.
I mean, how many do we have?
Yeah, we have a lot. Hrabowski, too. We haven't even talked about him.
Right.
Yeah, that's a lot. But it does split up the season for everybody but Dan McLaughlin.
Right, it does. But, I mean, I can't think of any other team. Most teams have, if you consider radio and TV, they might have...
Two or three?
Well, radio and TV combined, play-by-play and color and analysts and stuff like that, they might have six or seven. But, I mean, the Cardinals have tons.
That's a rotation, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to have tickets for you if you forgot what I was talking about. June 1st for their kickoff to summer weekend at Busch Stadium against the Pirates. And, of course, 12K a day giveaway that continues today. Your first code word, 710, an opportunity to win $1,000 12 times a day. And I know we just had a local winner, that's our marketing director. Amanda Von Bockel of St. Charles won the other day. Congratulations.
Yeah, nice. Right. Lindsay can't win. She's an employee.
I know. She would like to. Yeah. I would like to. Yeah. We'd all like to. All right. The weather today, mostly sunny, high of 85. Tomorrow, some fog in the morning. I don't know why we're talking about that now. What are you going to prepare?
Yep.
Get your fog hat out.
With a high of 87, it looks like 80s throughout the weekend. And right now,
67.
Thank you, Tim. I'm never prepared for weather. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
There are some things road-wise. Travel.
Y98 and the whole gang's back. Look who just walked in.
Hey! Who's here? Who showed up? Hi.
I remember you. Your face looks familiar.
Does look familiar. Your hair's grown a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
It really has
a different color, too.
Yes. Is it a different color?
Yeah.
Yes, it's darker.
Yes.
I colored it last night. See, that's one of the frustrating things being in the hospital. There are so many things you could do there.
If you had your stuff.
Could I have someone, do you have a mobile pedicure unit? Because I'm just sitting here.
Oh, yeah.
And if someone could color my hair, that would be great.
Hospital pedicures.
Because I think it would make people feel better. There's nothing worse than feeling sick and looking in the hospital.
Your feet, you didn't prepare them for your hospital stay.
Luckily, I had a pedicure like a week before, so my toes looked okay.
Mm. How's gluten-free in there?
You were on a liquid diet for a lot of time.
Yeah, I was on a liquid. Okay. This is the catering. They'd come in with their little iPad. Okay, so what would you like to eat? Let's see. You're on a liquid diet.
By the way, and Jen had her appendix removed.
Oh, right.
Why say it when we can say it in song?
Jen had an appendix, but had it taken out. It's never something simple. What's that all about? Your Jen had an appendix. She's now appendix free. Can somebody else have a medical emergency?
No, you're willing it on us.
Oh, that was amazing.
All right, listen, we're going to talk more about what happened last Monday night and your hospital stay and all that in about an hour on the show. But Jen had an appendectomy.
Don't say an epidemic.
We are saging the studio, though. Yes. I already have a plan for it.
Oh, you do? Yeah? We need it. It's like 2 years overdue.
Apparently somebody in the building has
a sage.
Yes, person? For smudging. That's what it's called.
Mm. Oh, okay.
We'll have to look up the proper way to do it so we don't do something wrong, and then it's worse.
The person in the building does it themselves?
She did it to her house because she was having a bad year.
Oh.
And she wanted a better year.
Can we just have her do it so we can blame her if something still goes wrong?
I don't care. I don't care who does it. If you know a sager out there,
yeah,
let us know. We'd like to have him in.
You got a good sage guy. Sagist, I think is. I think,
I think you're right. Yeah.
Lance Hildebrand, he's the trafficist.
I try. Traffic's brought to you by Kidda. 70 westbound after 270. There's a car fire over on
Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. The whole gang back together for the first time in a while, but soon, summer vacations start. Just in time for summer vacations. We do have a lot of stuff on the show today. Your 12K a day code words each hour starting at 7:10. We also have Cardinals Pirates tickets for their big weekend summer kickoff June 1st. And, of course, Miss Connections with Lance Hildebrand. All right.
Food stops!
Jen?
Yeah?
Your dream has come true.
Oh, I have so many.
It's a new shake. It's a new kind of shake. You can only get it one place, but if this catches on, it could be everywhere.
Does it have Butterfinger in it?
It doesn't have, no, but similar. Hummus.
Oh, that is not my dream at all.
Hummus shakes are a reality.
Hummus is already kind of a really thick shake consistency.
Okay, here's what they are. They're made with hummus ingredients, like chickpeas, tahini, plus frozen bananas, dates, almond milk, vanilla, and cinnamon.
Oh, so they're basically throwing some chickpeas in there for some protein.
Yes, yes. It's a place called the Hummus and Pita Company.
Oh, yeah.
They want to get on the shake, you know.
Trend. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. The reviews online, none yet. I don't know if anyone's ordered one yet.
Or survived drinking one.
Right. Uh-huh. I would try it with a couple chickpeas in
it
there.
It doesn't sound like the... I wish I liked hummus more. Nick can polish one of those Sabras off in no time.
Sabra is good work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want to go to wherever this place is. I don't even know where it is. Doesn't tell me.
Or if you just want to throw some chickpeas in your blender today.
You can do it yourself. I know you're quite a chef.
Food stuff.
All right. And neither of these passed the gluten-free gen test, but we'll try anyway. Fruit Loops, one of my favorite cereals. They got a new flavor coming out. It's the first time Fruit Loops has released a new flavor in over a decade. This
what
one,
other flavors do they have?
Oh, you know, that one and then the other
one. Fruit Loops are just fruity. They're all different fruits.
There's the blue one and the yellow one.
Aren't we
and the red one.
Oh, you mean you're
No, I'm sorry. No, new flavors, boxes. Oh. Like a whole, a spin-off one.
Oh, that's okay. What I thought you meant.
Yes, that's what I mean. So I don't know. I guess they did them in the past with mixed results and they haven't, you know, they've just kept it classic for 10 years. But now, Wild Berry Fruit Loops.
So it's all berries. Is it
more,
really all
more berries?
Berries
than usual? And you've got shapes, which is unusual because usually they stick with the loop. And now we've
stars.
Got some shapes. Toucan Sam looks very excited about it.
He looks a little too excited.
So Wild Berry Fruit Loops coming to a store near you.
Yeah, and you can't call them loops if you got other shapes. Sorry,
that's a good point. Fruit shapes. How many donuts do you think you consume in a year?
Around this place?
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
I try to stay away from them, and the less they look spectacular.
Maybe a dozen.
Wow, good for you.
Like one a month?
I would think the same.
I'd go at least...
You'd need to, triple that number.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 40.
I was going to say 75.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of donuts, though.
I'm a big fan. My grandpa used to bring donuts over every Sunday. A dozen
donuts.
What's
your favorite?
And I'd have like three.
What's your donut go-to?
I like to mix it up. It depends how I'm feeling that day. But I mean, I'm always going to have a glazed and a chocolate long john.
I love just a classic glaze.
No matter what. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Average American eats 31 donuts a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that.
And what did you say, Kevin?
I said about 40 for me. I mean,
yeah, you're above average.
Yeah.
I should hope.
It's around two or three donuts a month, they say, if you're at that average
number.
It's
not that, it's really not that outrageous.
No, it's not.
Eat more donuts is the point.
from the Donut Council.
You're right.
More than 25,000 donut shops in the country, and they're pumping out more than 10 billion donuts a year. I went to a donut shop in Hannibal, Missouri, Sunday.
That's Kevin's boyhood home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it is.
I really like what you guys have done with it. It's great. It was called Yummy Donuts.
Were they yummy?
They were delicious.
Okay.
Very nice people. You always meet nice people in a donut shop. If you took all the donuts that Americans ate last year and laid them side by side, they'd go around the earth 19 times.
Food stuffs.
You should have saved that for things you didn't. Nah.
Oh. Right, it's time for the news.
Now I want a donut. That's the problem with food stuff.
Eat that right. Cookie. The cookie tastes like a donut. Uh-uh. We got cookies from the new Enterprise Center, and they are delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was delicious.
We'll talk about that in the news. It's brought to you by the exceptional exceptional pediatricians of SSM Health Medical Group. They took out my, the thing that helps me read. Where better healthcare comes from knowing your child better. Today, it's going to be hot, a high of 85, 66 now in Lansdale, DeBrand with traffic.
And it's sponsored by Jeep.
It's my house.
Courtney and Company at 6:29. We have a lot of stuff going on. 12K a day code word. Your first one for $1,000 comes around 7:10 this morning. We also have Courtney and Company night at the ballpark, which is less than a month away, June 12th. Cards, San Diego Padres, and Courtney and Company. And a drink ticket for you.
If
you
buy the theme
ticket. Yeah. Go to y98.com/cardinals and you can buy your theme tickets there.
All right, Jen knows this about me. Tim's newer, getting to know all of us. I'm not real touristy when I go on vacations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a poolside gal,
mm-hmm.
maybe restaurants, you know, but I don't go to the big landmarks. But after reading, like, all the landmarks I haven't been to, it kind of makes me want to maybe start going to see some landmarks.
Okay.
But not the big landmarks. I want to see the funnier landmarks along the way.
We've done that. We've driven to like Metropolis, Illinois.
I've been there.
On the way home from a road trip so we can see the big Superman mm-hmm. statue and
the giant
ketchup bottle.
The ketchup bottles, I see it often. I've never gotten out of my car to actually walk on the grounds because I think it's blocked now. But I've seen it. I drive past it a lot. But these are people, this is all about people and landmarks in their own city. 1 in 4 people have not visited the big landmarks in their own city.
But that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me either. I was an adult when I went up into the Arch for the first time.
Really?
Yeah, we never took a field trip to the Arch.
Yeah, if you don't take a field trip and you don't have people come from out of town. When we first moved here, we had so many friends come and visit us that I did a lot of the touristy stuff. And because I was new here, I did a lot of touristy stuff.
To get to know the city.
Yeah.
And now's the time to go, about a couple of weeks when they unveil the new museum underneath, the new Missouri expansion.
The Arch.
Yes.
I was down there not long ago, and it looks great. Like, the actual grounds and stuff, they did a great job. But I feel like I went to all of it on field trips as a child, and then never again.
23% of us haven't seen a single major national landmark.
What? That's
sad. Wow, that's sad.
Nothing.
Is it sad?
Is it?
Have you been to the Cave of the Winds in Niagara Falls?
No.
No.
It's pretty awesome.
No, I would love to do that. But I've never been near that area to do that.
I'm just trying to think of all the things, like, just all of the things alone in D.C.
I have, Well, I'm looking at the ones that the landmarks people most want to see.
Oh, okay. So there's a list.
You ready?
Yes.
Grand Canyon.
Nope.
Haven't done it.
Saw it.
No.
I haven't been.
Yellowstone National Park.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Saw it.
It doesn't count just seeing it on TV.
didn't see it.
Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I've never been in it.
Seen it, but never been in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to go up. It was after September
11th. Well, I've seen it, but I haven't been in it. Does that? I mean,
You went to the island.
I didn't go to Ellis Island, no.
I used to be able to see it from my bathroom in Brooklyn.
Did you actually go to the island, though?
No.
Well, you didn't take the ferry?
Could I have taken the ferry but then not gone into the thing?
Yeah, you can take the ferry and just stand at the base and
I never did that.
Okay.
You get a hat.
You don't get really
I ferried right by her.
All right, Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
No.
That's a no for me.
No. And what was the factory we had? They were supposed to be full bodies.
Oh, yeah.
They ran out of money.
They ran out of money.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Empire State Building.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Been to the top.
No.
Well, look, if you have, I haven't really been out west or New York yet. Where's the other ones?
One World Trade Center. I've been there, actually.
Yeah.
And then I went to 20, what is it called?
Century 21.
That's it.
But not the real estate place. The shopping place.
Golden Gate Bridge. I've never been to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Ran across Golden Gate Bridge.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I've been to San Diego.
They're always painting the Golden Gate Bridge.
Always?
Mm-hmm.
Nonstop?
Yes, it's always being painted.
New York, I would like to hear more, but we don't have time.
I get it.
New York Aquarium?
No.
Come on.
Uh-uh.
Space Needle?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. No. Seattle.
And hey, Gettysburg. Okay.
I've been to Gettysburg.
Ah,
been
there. There you go.
Loved it. It was fantastic.
Loved it. You should one see the Space 10. Needle.
One for I only have one in there too. But I've seen. Never mind. I don't do the tourist things. Show me the Cardinals bar in New York. I'll be there. Always.
Yeah. Yes. Love it.
Following the royal wedding, another Brit that people are surprised is tying the knot. And we'll talk about some celebrities, some aging better than others. And we have the pictures online at Y98.com. We'll talk about Inman Schmig in the next 6 minutes.
Inman Schmig.
And it's brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today. So we have a lot to cover, including more on the royal wedding. We'll talk about it a little later on, too. But the official wedding photos have been released of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and you can see them online at Y98.com. Don't talk to me about how you didn't like Meghan Markle's dress. You can just bugger off.
I liked it. I thought she looked
pretty. She looked great.
There are some horrible things said about that dress.
Oh.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on this morning. Yes.
Something about a boat.
No.
It's like a boat cut.
Boat neck.
Boat neck. Yeah.
Is that horrible?
No, boat neck's a style.
Oh, it's legit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. People just didn't like it. I don't really think she cares about your opinion.
No.
And guess what, Facebook people? I went and looked at your profile, and I don't think it looked any better on you. All I'm saying.
Call out.
Speaking of Brits finally tying the knot, Hugh Grant getting married at the age of 57. He's never been married before. You've never been married.
All those past relationships, like Elizabeth Hurley.
Yes.
Right.
Isn't it weird? Like, do you think that hurts them?
Destiny Brown. Is that her name?
Really a relationship.
Divine Brown.
His girlfriend, Anna Eberstein. They've been together for 6 years. They have 3 of his 5 children. She's 39. And by the way, all of his kids he's had after turning 50.
Oh, my.
Wow. Yeah, he's 57. He was very busy in that 7-year period. Now he's getting married.
Wow.
Speaking of people who look damn good, Angela Bassett. You can see a picture of her in a bikini at the age of 59.
Still not as good as Jada Pinkett Smith's
mom. No, yeah. She looks...
And she's like 60. I mean, she looks good. Don't get me wrong. But I cannot. I'm like still... stunned by Jada Pinkett Smith's mom.
Right.
Yeah. And Angela Bassett, she never lost her groove.
That's true. Very true.
To get it back. That's her, right?
Yes.
Okay. Stella.
My neighbors were making a lot of noise last night, so I haven't slept much. So,
you know, you can take a little breather.
You're going to get more Stella Got Her Groove Back references.
But then on the flip side, martial arts star Jet Li. We're trying to figure out what's going on. He apparently, he has some health issues. He also has hyperthyroidism, which basically means that you have an overactive thyroid, so you lose weight, but that wouldn't explain how he looks so old. He's 55. You have to see the picture.
I mean, it's unreal. Yeah,
he's like the flip of Angela Bassett.
It's crazy. He looks like, he looks like a little old man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You would never recognize him if you didn't know if he was on the street.
SNL wrapped up over the weekend with Tina Fey as the host of the season finale. And we learned after SNL, apparently because they were hanging out at the cast party, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande.
All these comedy guys getting all the hot chicks.
Yeah. I love it.
They're low key seeing each other.
They're real comedy.
No
guys,
kidding. Because he was dating.
He had a longtime girlfriend.
Larry David's daughter.
Yes. Yeah. And she was with him through all of his like substance abuse stuff, going into rehab, which we've talked about Pete Davidson's story before. His dad was one of the first responders killed during 9/11.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And Ariana was dating Mac Miller, that rapper guy?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And they just announced that they split. I don't know how long it's been. But Rolling Stone has come out with the best skits from this season of Saturday Night Live. And so funny because Will Ferrell makes two of the top five. So his episode was apparently really good. But he makes number three. The commercial shoot where he and Kate McKinnon are two old people who are doing a commercial for an old restaurant.
Which is just a riff of the actual old people that it's online. You can find it. Watch the original. The original is hilarious, too.
It's great. It's great. Number two is it's called Welcome to Hell, where powerful men being sexual predators are turned into this like K-pop style video.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm losing my voice. I haven't had a lot of practice for a week. And number one, this was so well done because I think it was how a lot of people feel. The dinner discussion where a group of friends are trying to talk about hashtag Me Too and everyone's very, you know, black and white, like this is just not okay. And then all of a sudden they bring up Aziza Ansari and everyone's like, pass. No one knows how to navigate it. That was number one from the season. The end of Dancing with the Stars, season winner.
Adam Rippon, right?
Mm-hmm. He won?
Yes.
He did.
I happened to turn it on at the end. Lance would know that because he watches.
I conked out while that was.
Okay. Oh, man. You watched the whole season and then you fell asleep before the end?
Watched the whole 4 weeks of the season. They kept making that reference early in the show. It's like, oh, it's been such a long season. It was 4 weeks.
Yeah, it was really fast.
American Idol, Maddie Poppy, the little singer-songwriter with the ukulele.
That you really like, yeah.
Yeah, I liked her a lot.
Oh, Grace Vanderwaal part two?
No,
that what we're
she doesn't
her?
Do that
the
weird.
Ukulele?
She doesn't do that weird voice as much.
I like Grace Vanderwaal's weird
voice. No, I'm just saying it's not as put on.
Yes.
That's going to hurt her vocal cords in years to come for a youngin'.
Yeah.
I mean, my experience with Screamer's vocal cords as a child that nobody believes, but it's for real.
And then the season finales tonight of NCIS, The Flash, Roseanne, The Voice, and the series finale of The Middle on ABC. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40, online at 198.com. And Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Enterprise Bank. Got it.
Imagine Dragons on Y98. And tickets to their show is going to be the prize this week for Schmig Schmackdown. July 11th, they'll be at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And speaking of Schmig, celebrity birthdays is another thing we've turned into a contest. And well, this week.
Yeah, we're not going to do it every week, but like once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So since it's Memorial Day weekend, we thought we'd do it for the last week of May. And we will guess birthdays. Tim, whoever loses the prior bet will then implement the next bet.
You may remember I had to eat a gluten-free Rice Krispie treat dipped in mayonnaise.
Yes.
Last month.
It was sink it into mayo.
Sure was.
And Tim really had a problem with that. The bet before that, I had to sing karaoke. I would have much rather eaten the mayonnaise Rice Krispie treat.
And I would rather do either one of those than this week's bet.
You got to eat a foot sandwich. I will be making...
Wait, say, slow down.
You got to eat a foot sandwich. The loser will eat... a foot sandwich.
Lance, are you in on this?
Nope.
Really?
What?
Okay.
Hey, you asked me if I was in. Right?
You're part of the show.
You gave him a choice.
It's pretty simple. Yeah, you gave me the choice.
No, you're in. You're in.
Okay, so explain a foot sandwich because we're not going to be eating your foot.
That is correct. The ingredients have yet to be determined, but it doesn't matter. I will be preparing the sandwich using only my feet. And there will be condiments on it. It's not like I'm just going to, you know, drop some ham in between.
Yeah, but
two
the condiments are also put on with your toes.
That's what I'm saying. That's where it gets weird.
Oh.
Oh, Kevin, you'll be fine.
All right. So
foot sandwich. That's what's at stake here.
All right. Well, let's.
It might be delicious.
I'll prep you guys a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of you have to let me know if these actors are 65 or over. You ready?
Yeah.
Ted Danson.
None of this counts, though.
None of this counts.
Okay. Ted Danson's over 65.
Over.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over.
Turned 70 last year. Denzel.
He's under.
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 Under 63. Not far. Liam Neeson.
Over.
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 Under.
He's 65.
Hulk.
It's 65 or over, I said.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
So you lose, Jen. Hulk Hogan.
He's under.
Over.
Under.
Over.
64.
Oh.
And Paul Rubens. Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee.
Over.
He's how old's guy?
65, so he's over.
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 Is our guy and Pee Wee the same age?
I think
yes,
so.
Yes. I think they're the same person.
Sorry.
Yes, 65.
All right. News and traffic and your 12K a day code word. First one this morning coming up in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
From Y98.
Again, that code word is year. Text it to 72881. Y-E-A-R.
Jen had an appendix, but had it taken out. It's never something simple. What's that all about? Your Jen had an appendix. She's now appendix free. Can somebody else have a medical emergency?
I'm not willing medical emergencies on anyone else.
Somebody in the building already did. Like, I think it's time you got something. I'm like,
what?
Is it time?
No. How about we don't get anything else in this building? We've had enough.
Okay, so Monday, you weren't feeling well. You complained a lot about your stomach bothering you.
Yeah.
Last Monday.
I finally felt like I was ready to complain about it. I actually wasn't feeling well for about a week.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My stomach was upset. I thought I ate something that was bad. I also had that weird kickball injury.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was sore all over. So I kind of chalked it up to that, too. But then it would come and go. It lingered. It was like this general just discomfort.
And it was on the right side?
It was all over, like my whole lower, like belly button down. Stomach just didn't feel great.
So it's not like a sharp pain.
Mm-mm. And then Monday, I started to get a sharp, not a super sharp pain, but I started getting pains on my left side. So I figured I should just call the doctor. Called the doctor. They couldn't get me in that day, but they made an appointment for the next day. And they said, if this gets worse, if you start feeling sharp shooting pains or the pain goes on for longer than 2 hours, you need to go to the ER immediately. They didn't say why, but I was like, ooh, that doesn't sound good. So then as the night went on, I'm like, this isn't getting any better. I may just wait until the doctor's appointment tomorrow. I looked at my schedule and Tuesday was pretty open, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I had a bunch of stuff. So I thought, well, maybe I should go to the ER. I mean,
what could it hurt?
Yeah, my appointment isn't until like 2:30 in the afternoon.
That's usually the dentist time.
Yeah, right. So I drive myself to the ER because, again, it's not that bad. They run all these tests. Then they tell me they want to put me in a CT machine. Why do you want to do a CAT scan? What on earth is going on?
Well, and especially talking to a cancer survivor, right. That's all scary stuff.
Like, do I not have to have a CT scan next month then? Can you do all the cancer stuff while we're in here at the ER? Like two for one? And then I come back from the CT scan and they said, oh yeah, you need your appendix out.
So weird.
Yes. So they're like, you're not going home. Luckily, I brought my 460-page book because I read that in like 2 days at the hospital.
Yeah, right? It's because you were in the hospital until Sunday.
Whoa.
So from Monday night until Sunday.
Yeah. It was bad. Pay attention to your body. And also, they determined I have a really high pain threshold because they don't know how I was standing upright. My appendix
really?
Was so
Man.
Bad. It was so bad, and it was so... They had to remove not only my appendix, something in between your appendix and your colon, and they removed part of my colon.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, they did?
Wow.
They did. Is that bad. Normal?
No, not for an appendicitis. It was bad.
Which part?
The non-crucial part. But yeah, it was really bad, and I was on a liquid diet for
6 days? 5 days.
5 days until like Saturday night.
What does a liquid diet consist of?
Well, especially when you can't have gluten. I had Jello.
Did you have broth?
I had so much broth, Courtney. I had broth 3 times a day. Some soups.
What was the first thing you ate when you got out?
Oh, no. At the hospital, when I could finally have solid foods, I could have a hamburger and fries.
Wow.
And that was maybe the most amazing thing, but I could only take like 3 bites and then I was full.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a liquid diet for 5 days.
Wow.
Here's a great thing. I lost like the 10 extra pounds that I was hoping to lose.
Before your vacation?
To wear a bikini to the pool, but now I can't wear a bikini or get in the pool for a month.
Oh, no!
Like, you win some, you lose some.
Mm-hmm.
No bikini this summer. Had to return it.
Oh, is it? Is the scar?
Yeah, they said you can't have your scars exposed to the sun.
Oh, okay. Mm. Man, you're just going to be in one big...
Compression sleeve?
Yes!
Whole compression body sleeve. Flush it all out. But yeah, I'm feeling better.
We're glad you're back.
Yes.
Yeah, glad to be back.
I texted her when she said I got that text like when I woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just have a stomach virus like normal people?
I know. I mean, I would be fine with a tapeworm like Courtney said.
Right.
But instead, I have to have another surgery. Mm. I'm getting a punch card filled up. news and traffic right now with Lance Hildebrand.
And it's sponsored by Casper Sleep in
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.